This is Steve Coleman with the Daily Inspiration. Again, out of the book of John, we are still mining out gold in John chapter 17. And in verse 16 of John 17, we find, and I just want to read you a couple of verses here. It says, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And so there's two words that we want to focus in on, we want to zoom in on here, and they are the words world and word. And they are two different things, beloved. The world and the word are two different things. So this goes along a little bit with the daily inspiration from the 13th, that once again we find that there is a distinct difference. So the first thing that blesses me here is in verse 16 it says, they, the Christian, the sanctified believer, is not of the world. So the stuff, the matter of the Christian, the essence, the element, is not of this world. It's not of the world. Even as I am not of the world. So there that proves what I said in the Daily Inspiration on the 13th, which is that as we become more and more like Christ, we will look less and less like the world and more like Jesus. And so that's what we have here. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So it's kind of interesting here. There is a higher ground of sanctification that there's an interplay back and forth and back and forth. And, beloved, are we perfect? Oh, no, we are of course not perfect. But is that our goal? And that is the goal, that God would make us mature Christian people. And so that's my heart's desire, is that we would be mature Christian people and not of this world. Christian people are not to be of this world. Now look at this. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so instead of the world, now we have the word, the living word. We have people that are of the word. They're not of the world. They're of the word, you see. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Beloved, that's the word. And have we beheld his glory? He became flesh and he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Now you might say, Brother Steve, I don't know. I've never seen the glory of Jesus Christ. You know, the apostles, the disciples, the ones that were there, that lived in Jesus' day, they were privileged, they were blessed to be able to see God. But you know, Jesus said, it's actually expedient for you if I go. So if it was better that we would simply be able to just gaze on Jesus, then he would have stayed. But we too can experience the same thing. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. So the glory, the, shall we say, the aura, the presence of Almighty God, if you want to think of it, I think of it as a light, as a, and you know, I think in days of old, the painters, the artists presented it as a halo around the head, and that was supposed to reflect that shining glory. If you think of Moses, how did Moses look to the children of Israel when he came down off the mount, you know, after he'd spoken with God, and they said, we can't even look on you, you know. And that's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory of God. You see it? So that glory, we beheld that glory full of grace and truth. Now, beloved, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld that glory. Are we of that word or are we of the world? And see, if we choose to be of the word, so this is what it comes down to, is a choice. I want to choose to be a partaker of the glory of Jesus Christ. That's what I choose.
I choose to have that same countenance, to have the same glory, the same glow upon my face as was upon the Lord. Isn't that a blessing, beloved? So here we have, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now I know we have the written word, and that word, the written word, is absolutely truth, but we have the living word, and the living word is absolutely truth as well. In fact, it says he is full of grace and truth. Now, I want you to notice the next verse here, and in the next verse it says, as thou hast sent me. Isn't that interesting that, you know, Jesus is talking about these sanctified Christians, these ones that are set apart. It says, sanctify them. They are of the world, the word, not of the world. They've rejected, they've turned their back on the world. Beloved, do you want to be a missionary? Do you want to do something for God? Do you want to be glorious? Do you want to, your testimony to be something which brings honor and glory to Jesus Christ? Then we have to be not of the world, but to be of the word, of Christ. Now then, he says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Now, this is the word sent into the world. That's what I realized as I read this. I said, what an incredible message there is right there in that verse. The word was sent into the world. The word became, do you see it? That is such a sad truth, but it is a truth. And so is it any wonder? He came unto his own. He came into the world. The word came into the world, and the world received him not. What a shame. But is it any wonder that that's where we are today? Today we're in the same place. Christ has come into the world. The Christian dwells in the world, sanctified through their truth. Thy word is truth. These are set apart people that are desiring to serve the word, not the world. And then he says, so am I going to send you. I'm blessed with that song. So send I you. And that's what Christ says, you know. So many things, he says, I am just the forerunner. I am the one, well, we know that John the Baptist was the self-proclaimed forerunner of Christ, right? But in a sense, Christ is saying that I am showing you the way to go. This is the way, walk ye in it. So that's what we have here. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And so, beloved, as we embrace the truth, as we love the Lord, as we serve in obedience, as we love one another, as we grasp hold of the concepts that God has given, but not just in a mental way, not just up here and say, yeah, that's good, that's great, yes, indeed. But, beloved, as we walk it out, as it's in our hearts, then we are more and more sanctified. So what a blessing. And I guess I just want to encourage each one that's listening, you know, let's embrace the word, not the world. And let's line ourselves up with the desire of God that he would be able to send us out into the world.